This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. An investigation into the cause of a cargo train crash in southeast Missouri that injured 7 people and destroyed a highway overpass could take up to a year. The accident happened on Saturday near Rockview, Missouri, when a Union Pacific train hit the side of a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train at a rail intersection. The accident derailed several rail cars. 7 people and 2 cars on the Highway M overpass in Scott County were injured, none seriously, when 2 40-foot sections of the overpass crumpled. All 7 were treated and released at a hospital. National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt told the Southeast Missourian newspaper that the investigation could take up to a year. Some adoption advocates are encouraging Governor Jay Nixon to veto new legislation dealing with international law because it could complicate overseas adoptions. The legislation would make court rulings unenforceable if they use rulings or decisions based upon foreign laws that are inconsistent with the state and U.S. constitutions. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that adoption advocates are concerned about the measure. Lutheran Family and Children's Services says it could mean the state would not recognize an adoption decree that is completed in the child's birth country. Senator Brian Nieves says people opposed to the legislation are using, quote, dishonest tactics. Nieves, a Republican from Washington, Missouri, says many critics have ignored that the legislation targets foreign laws inconsistent with the Constitution. The state Supreme Court has blocked the Southeast Missouri Regional Port Authority from using eminent domain to expand its operations. The High Court today cited a 2006 Missouri law that prohibits governmental entities from using eminent domain solely for economic development purposes. The Port Authority along the Mississippi River wanted to use eminent domain to acquire 30 acres of land in Scott County that would have been developed for storage and transportation businesses. The court said the new businesses could have helped finance a rail line, which in turn could have attracted even more businesses to the port area. But the unanimous decision said the condemnation of private property violated the 2006 law requiring a broader public purpose than just economic development. A Columbia High School student faces a possible felony charge in criminal court after her arrest for changing a classmate's name in the school yearbook to a sexually suggestive term. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a 17-year-old Hickman High School student was arrested on May 14th. She could be charged with first-degree property damage, a felony, and harassment. The school decided against reprinting more than 700 yearbooks and instead placed stickers on the altered page with the student's correct name. Farmers market merchants and roadside vendors in Missouri may find it easier to sell eggs directly to consumers. The State Department of Agriculture says it has lessened licensing requirements for such businesses. Those who sell eggs directly to consumers now only need a $5 retail license. Missouri previously required dealer licenses for direct-to-consumer sales of eggs. The new classification applies to those who sell fewer than 25 cases of eggs weekly. Walmart Stores Incorporated has pleaded guilty in Missouri to violating the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act by failing to properly handle pesticides that had been returned by customers at its stores across the country. In a plea deal filed today in federal court in Kansas City, Walmart admitted to trucking more than 2 million pounds of regulated pesticides and other products from its return centers to Greenleaf, a recycling facility in Neosho, Missouri, between July 2006 and February 2008. Federal prosecutors say the products were processed for reuse and resale, but lax oversight caused regulated pesticides to be mixed together and offered for sale in violation of the federal act. The Missouri deal calls for Walmart to pay an $11 million fine, plus $3 million to the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. U.S. Representative Vicki Hartzler met with administrators of Columbia's Family Health Center today. The center provides primary care for a medically underserved population by using a sliding fee scale that depends on a patient's income level. Hartzler says the visit is part of her efforts to learn more about ways to help people in her district gain access to quality health care.
I would like to see them expand into some other parts of the district that don't have access to this care. So I'm going to take this information and share it with some of my counties that don't have these community health centers, and hopefully they will want to open them in their area.
Funding to expand federally qualified health centers like the one in Columbia depends on congressional appropriations. The Family Health Center receives $1.8 million in federal grants per year to support its 3 locations in central Missouri. Administrators say the grant is stretched thin. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.